Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
Uriah Heep released their brand new album in early June called Outsider. I caught up recently with Bernie Shaw, the band's vocalist, and asked him if he had any particular favourites on the album.
I don't have a particular favourite, but they've all got something. But it seems like, you know, because the single 1 Minute I really like, and it's a stonker of a song. I like Rock the Foundation. I really like The Law. Looking at You is good. It's very eclectic for me as a singer, watching it all come together. It was very kind of an eclectic combination of songs. But once we actually were recording them and singing them, they got a very individual and emotional feeling that was true Heap. And all of a sudden, it wasn't so diverse. There's a connection between them all. And they, once we got the running order together, it runs like an old album used to, where it takes you from one to the other, the way that the song progression, the key changes between one song to another. It takes you on a little bit of a journey.
Not a quick fix, which sometimes you can, you know, basically you can tire easily of an album like that, but it's got staying power, this one, Bernie, hasn't it?
I'm hoping it does. And you've hit on a very tender point to me. It's not an instantaneous album. There's bits and pieces that are, but the more you listen to it, the more you see the gel. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The fact that we've got a new member, it's giving us another, you know, bite at the cherry here.
Now, that's a good question. Well, it leads to a question, really, about your new bassist. We did see him in February, Davey Rimmer, from not far away from these parts, actually, Liverpool. Did he have much input into the album? I presume it was pretty much written perhaps before he even joined the band.
Not at all. Normally, in the past, he would, have the songs written throughout the year and the ideas put down, and then we would go into a rehearsal room and knock them into shape, get the right BPM, make sure it's in the right key for the best possible ending song, and then we'd walk into the studio with 10, 11, or 12 perfectly formed songs set up, bash away a little bit, and press the recording button and just knock it out. This was very, very different. We've had so much live work in the past 24 months that Mick and Phil basically had a couple of handfuls of ideas, but very few finished songs. So right from the start, the pressure was on of what we're going to start with and record. Not very many lyrics were written, but the backing tracks had ideas. So between Russ and Dave and Phil and Mick, they'd go up into the studio in the morning and just thrash around a bit. Go, this is the idea. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, let's take this here. Okay, that works well. What about here? Mike Paxman, the producer, would come in and goes, no, go back 2 steps, but take it this direction. And within an hour, they'd have a finished backing track ready to record. Push the button. 3 minutes later, everybody in one room, hot, sweaty, playing it, you know, full tilt, backing track done. Stop for lunch, do the whole process again in the afternoon. They were doing 2 songs a day. And during the evening, Mick and Phil, sitting with a glass of wine, both of their lyric sheets open, trying to write the lyrics for the songs that they'd just written that day. That's why we had a bit of a break in February. They did 11 tracks and I think 14 days complete. Then we went back in, and I did all the lead vocals, all the harmonies, all the little special bits on top of that in 9 days. So less than a month, start to finish, ideas finished, backing tracks, vocals ready for mixing.
I mean, a very fast way, a very fluent way of working, really, that, isn't it?
I got to admit, I take my hat off to the caliber of musician that can work under that pressure and work under that creativity. They've got to be knocking it out. And, you know, to a standard that is acceptable as a Heap song. And I don't know how they did it. I don't think we want to work under quite the same conditions for the next album. It'd be nice to take 30 days leisure, not 30 days under the cosh. But, you know, with Heap being such a heavy working band, that's how it had to be done. Because the record company wanted it by a certain date to be out at a certain time. And we had other live commitments for contracts for concerts.
Mm. It's interesting, Bernie, because you've really answered another of my questions about the process of album making. And to me, that sounds like very traditional. It might be quite intense and, you know, you've got a deadline and all the rest of it. But it was like that back in the heyday, wasn't it? When there were...
It was, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You get, five guys in a band or four guys in a singer, whatever it may be. And are you, you know, proficient at your instrument? Are you at a good quality? Are you able to be creative and write songs at a good level? If the answer is yes, then just work on that. And Heap's always, okay, Heap has had a good fair amount of people in and out of the band, but Mick Box has always made sure they've been to a certain standard that he can work with, not up to or down to. He knows his comfort zone. And who has ever been in Heap has had to, you know, step up to the gun and you know, join on, you know, this is it. This is the way we work. And I think this lineup really did pull all the stops out for Outsider. I mean, Dave was, you know, in at the deep end. You know, this is his first album recording with Heap. These are all his melodic bass lines. Nobody's telling him what to play. Same thing with Russ. He's coming in. He's got the fills. He's got the BPM. I think it should be this speed. I think I should be doing it, playing it this style, be it a shuffle or a rumba or a straight-ahead rock. What is it? And he's got a name for it all because he's a classically trained drummer. He's been playing jazz drums since he was four. So he knows all these technical names of this is how I want to approach it on the drums. You just beat it and we'll play to it. And you end up with an album like Outsider.